Okay, we're beginning the 60th chapter, the laws of reading the Torah. So Moshe instituted for Israel that we read the Torah publicly on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. Shabbos Mincha wasn't his, but that was Moshe's institution on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. He saw that the Jewish people couldn't handle a three-day period without hearing Torah. So this was a way of ensuring that we hear the Torah every 3 days. You don't have a three-day gap between hearing the Torah. Ezra instituted that we read on Shabbos Mincha because of all the different bums sitting around in the marketplace. He also instituted that when we read on Monday and Thursday, we should call up three people to the Torah, and we should have no less than 10 psukim read on this Monday and Thursday. That was a later institution. When we read on Mincha and Monday and Thursday in the morning, we read a minimum of 3 aliyot, and we don't add to it, no less and no more. No, we don't read a maftir, we don't read in the Navi. People have to get to work on Monday and Thursday, so we keep it short. On Shabbos Mincha, it's almost nighttime, so people have to get home. So again, we don't make it too long. In ancient times, people would finish their meal and go back to shul and learn all afternoon. So they didn't have time to eat Shavuos till after Mincha. So they had to keep it short. And even if you have a very pressing need, we don't add an aliyah. Sometimes you have two bar mitzvah boys in shul, and they both say they want to get that aliyah, and they didn't get an aliyah in the morning or on a Monday or Thursday. We don't add. It's not an option. 3 aliyot, and everything else has to work itself out around that. If sometimes a topic is finished in less than 10 psukim, so one example of that is on Purim. We read the story of Amalek that has only 9 psukim. That's okay, because the minimum each person should read is 3 psukim. So technically, you could get away with 9 psukim. Ezra wanted us to read a minimum of 10. But you have an instance like on Purim where the whole topic ends in 9 psukim. So then we actually read only 9 psukim. If a person skipped a pasuk and he read 10 psukim, but he skipped one within there were 12 or 14 psukim, and he got in 10, but he skipped one, so he doesn't go back because they fulfilled the reading, and ultimately on Shabbos everyone will hear that pasuk that was skipped. So the idea was make sure to hear 10 psukim and make sure you get 3 aliyot. We did that. The idea of hearing the whole Torah, that we cover every Shabbos. So that we wouldn't trouble everyone and go back for that pasuk. Yeah?
How do you choose which pasukim to read?
We always read the beginning of next week's parasha. And some have the custom that we always go to Sheini. And others don't necessarily go to Sheini. They go to 10 pasukim, more or less, wherever is a good place to stop. So that's these customs have been around for over a millennium. Right.
It's the same
reading. Mincha, Monday, and Thursday, it's always the same reading. Whatever you read on Mincha is what you read on Monday, is what you read on Thursday. There was an opinion in Talmud that says pick up where you left off. You know, Mincha, you read 10 psukim. Monday, you read another 10. Thursday, you read another 10. That would make Shabbos really easy. Knock off 30 psukim during the week. You come to Shabbos, you got another 30. Much shorter Torah reading, right? But we don't do that. We don't rule like that. Yeah?
Are you allowed to? You know, because you said that, you know, even if somebody very much wants an aliyah, say bonus, because you can't add more than 3 to a week. But if on Shabbos,
yeah, we'll get to that, right?
The other question seems like there's such a fine line between where superstition and piety, like, you know, when they kind of cross or meet like this, I think that everybody knows you want to, you take the Torah out and put the Torah back, easy delivery and things. It's almost, when you hear something like that, you almost feel like you're negligent if you don't do it. It's like a woman eating nutritious. I mean, you know, if that's something that people believe and the rabbis don't deny it, say don't do it, you'd think that it's just plain makes, you make an effort to do it. I mean, but then it just seems so, it's the old, it's like, what do I want with your sacrifices without your heart? Is that really religiosity? You know, it's just superstitious. I don't know.
It's called, why are you superstitious?